Chapter 62. One Sir William Wyndham, Bart. 1687-1740, was M.P. for Somerset. He was a close partisan of Bolingbroke's, and in 1713 introduced the Schism Bill, which drove Oxford from office. Wyndham became Chancellor of the Exchequer, and was afterwards a leading opponent of Walpole. His wife, Lady Catherine Seymour, died 1713, was the second daughter of Charles, Duke of Somerset, see Letter 28 Note 8. Too Swift was afterwards president of this club, which is better known as the Society. 3. Perhaps Daniel Reading, M. P.P. for Newcastle, Company Dublin. 4. Afterwards Congreve formed a friendship with the Whigs, or, as Swift put it, took proper principles to thrive, and so might every dunce alive. 5. Atterbury. 6. This pamphlet, published in February 1712, was called Proposal for Correcting, Improving, and Ascertaining the English Tongue, in a letter to the Lord High Treasurer. 7. Number 47, 8. Francis Gastrell, Canon of Christ Church, was made Bishop of Chester in 1713. His valuable Notitius Estriensis was published in 1845-50. 9. Near Fulham. 10. See Letter 12 Note 21. 11. The Daughters of Maynard Schomberg, Duke of Leinster, in Ireland, and 3rd Duke of Schomberg. Lady Mary married Count de Genfold, and Lady Frederica married, first, the Earl of Holderness, and, secondly, Earl Fitzwalter. 12. Thomas Harley. 13. See Letter 19 Note 3. Letter 26. 1. The widow of Sir John Lyndon, who was appointed a Justice of the Court of King's Bench in Ireland in 1682, and died in 1699. 2. Armaduke Coghill, LL. D.D., was judge of the prerogative court in Ireland. About this time he courted a lady, and was soon to have been married to her, but unfortunately a cause was brought to trial before him, wherein a man was sued for beating his wife. When the matter was agitated, the doctor gave his opinion, that although a man had no right to beat his wife unmercifully, yet that, with such a little cane or switch as he then held in his hand, a husband was at liberty, and was invested with a power, to give his wife moderate correction, which opinion determined the lady against having the doctor. He died an old man and a bachelor, Dean Swift, see also Lascelles, Liber Muner, Hibern, Part I, page 80. 3. This was a common exclamation of the time, but the spelling varies in different writers. It seems to be a corruption of Otso, or Otto, but there may have been a confusion with Atso, derived from the Italian caso. 4. See Letter 9 Note 28. Mrs. Manley was now editing the Examiner. 5. Sir Henry Belisize was sent to Spain as commissioner, to inquire into the state of the English forces in that country. The son of Sir Richard Belisize, Knight of Ludworth Durham, Sir Henry finished a checkered career in 1717, when he was buried in Westminster Abbey, Dalton's Army Lists, I. 228. In his earlier years he served under the United Provinces, and after the accession of William was made a Brigadier General in the English Army, and in 1694 Lieutenant General. In 1702 he was second in command of the expedition to Cadiz, but he was dismissed the service in consequence of the looting of Port St. Mary. Subsequently he was elected M.P. for Durham, and in 1713 was appointed Governor of Berwick. 6. Atterbury. 7. See Letter 3 Note 20. 8. Sir John Powell, a judge of the Queen's Bench, died in 1713 aged 68. He was a kindly as well as able judge. 9. See June 7, 1711. 10. This Tisdall has been described as a Dublin merchant, but in all probability he was Richard Tisdall, Registrar of the Irish Court of Chancery, and M. P.P. for Dundalk 1707-1713, and County Louth 1713-1727. He married Marion, daughter of Richard Boyle, M. pp., and died in 1742. Richard Tisdall was a relative of Stella Souter, the Rev. William Tisdall, and years afterwards Swift took an interest in his son Philip, who became a Secretary of State and leader of the Irish House of Commons. 11. In Ireland there are not public paths from place to place, as in England, Dean Swift. 12. See letter 24 note 6. 13. Probably a son of John Manley, M. pp. See letter 5 note 8. 14. See letter 11 note 45. 15. Dr. George Stanhope, who was vicar of Lewisham as well as of Deptford. He was a popular preacher and a translator of Thomas A. Kempis and other religious writers. 16. See letter 3 note 17. 17. A favorite word with Swift, when he wished to indicate anything obscure, humble. 18. See letter 17 note 11. 19. See June 7, 1711 and notes. 20. See letter 17 note 23. 21. Thomas Mills, 1671-174, was made Bishop of Waterford and Lismore in 1708. A man of learning, and a liberal contributor to the cost of church restorations, he is charged by Archbishop King with giving all the valuable livings in his gift to his non-resident relatives. 22. Tooke was appointed printer of the London Gazette in 1711, see letter 3 note 8. 23. See letter 5 note 10. 24. Lady Jane Hyde, the elder daughter of Henry Hyde, Earl of Rochester, see letter 5 note 11, married William Capel, 3rd Earl of Essex. Her daughter Charlotte's husband, the son of the Earl of Jersey, was created Earl of Clarendon in 1776. Lady Jane's younger sister, Catherine, who became the famous Duchess of Queensberry, Gay's patroness, is represented by Prior, in the female Phaeton, as jealous, when a young girl, of her sister, Lady Jenny, who went to balls, and brought home hearts by dozens. 25. See letter 3 note 2. 26. John Halls, Duke of Newcastle, had held the Privy Seal from 1705, and was regarded by the ministers as a possible plenipotentiary in the event of their negotiations for a peace being successful. He married Lady Margaret Cavendish, daughter and co-heiress of Henry Cavendish, 2nd Duke of Newcastle, and was one of the richest nobles in England. His death, on July 15, 1711, was the result of a fall while stag hunting. The Duke's only daughter married, in 1713, Edward, Lord Harley, the Earl of Oxford's son. Letter 27. 1. Alexander Forbes, 4th Lord Forbes, who was afterwards attended for his share in the rebellion of 1745. 2. Obscure, cf. Letter 7, note 30. 3. Jacob Tunson the Elder, who died in 1736, outlived his nephew, Jacob Tunson the Younger, by a few months. The Elder Tunson, the secretary of the Kit Kat Club, published many of Dryden's works, and the firm continued to be the chief publishers of the time during the greater part of the 18th century. 4. John Barber. 5. By his will Swift left to Dean Swift his arch silver standish, consisting of a large silver plate, an ink pot, and a sandbox. 6. IEE, we are only 3 hours in getting there. 7. CF. Letter 15 note 9. 8. The Examiner was revived in December 1711 under Oldysworth's editorship, and was continued by him until 1714. 9. James Douglas, 4th Duke of Hamilton, was created Duke of Brandon in the English peerage in September 1711, and was killed by Lord Mohun in a duel in 1712. Swift calls him worthy good-natured person, very generous, but of a middle understanding. He married, in 1698 as his second wife, Elizabeth, daughter and heiress of Digby, Lord Gerard, a lady to whom Swift often refers in the journal. She outlived the Duke 32 years. 10. See August 27, 1711. 11. William Fitzmaurice, see letter 11 note 19. 12. The Duke of Shrewsbury, see letter 3 note 32, married an Italian lady, Adelheda, daughter of the Marquis of Paliani of Bologna, descended maternally from Robert Dudley, Earl of Leicester, Queen Elizabeth's favorite. Lady Cowper, diary, pages 8-9, says that the Duchess had a wonderful art of entertaining and diverting people, though she would sometimes exceed the bounds of decency. But then, with all her prate and noise, she was the most cunning, designing woman alive, obliging to people in prosperity, and a great party woman. As regards the name Risto, see letter 2 note 11. 13 probably a cousin. 14 presumptuous. Claiming much. 15 see letter 13 note 15. John Winchcombe, a weaver of Newbury, marched with 100 of his workmen, at his own expenses, against the Scots in 1513. 16 Thomas Coke, M.P.P., of Derbyshire, was appointed a teller of the Exchequer in 1704 and vice-chamberlain to the Queen in 1706. In 1706 he married as his second wife Mrs. Hale, one of the maids of honor Luttrell, V411-423, V113-462. Lady Cowper's diary, 1516, a lady whose piercing beauty it was, apparently, that Steele described under the name of Clo, in number 4 of the Tatler. Jervas painted her as a country girl, with a liveliness that shows she is conscious, but not affected, of her perfections. Coke was the surplume of Pope's Rape of the Lock. 17 The Committee of Management of the Royal Household. 18 Francesca Margherita de Lepin, the famous singer, and principal rival of Mrs. Tofts, came to England in 1692, and constantly sang in opera until her retirement in 1718, when she married Dr. Pepysh. She died in 1746. Her sister, Maria Gallia, also a singer, did not attain the same popularity. 19 Charles Scarborough and Sir William Foster were the clerks of the Board of Green Cloth. 20 see letter 27 note 16 on Thomas Coke. 21 The Earl of Sunderland's second wife, Lady Anne Churchill, who died in 1716 aged 28. She was the favorite daughter of the Duke of Marlborough, and was called the Little Whig. Verses were written in honor of her beauty and talent by Charles Montagu, Earl of Halifax, Dr. Watts and others, and her portrait was painted by Lely and Kneller. 22 Mary, daughter of Sir William Forrester, of Dothill, Shropshire. In 1700 at the age of 13, she had been secretly married to her cousin, George Downing, a lad of 15. 3 years later, Downing, on his return from abroad, refused to acknowledge his wife, and in 1715 both parties petitioned the House of Lords for leave to bring in a bill declaring the marriage to be void. But leave was refused, Lords Journals, XX. 41-45, Downing had become Sir George Downing, Bart. In 1711, and had been elected M.P. for Dunwich. He died without issue in 1749, and was the founder of Downing College, Cambridge. 23 In a discussion upon what would be the result if beards became the fashion, Budgell, Spectator, number 331, says, "Besides, we are not certain that the ladies would not come into the mode when they take the air on horseback. They already appear in hats and feathers, coats and periwigs." Letter 28. One horse racing was much encouraged by Charles II, who, as Strutt tells us, appointed races to be made in Datchet Mead when he was residing at Windsor. By Queen Anne's time, horse racing was becoming a regular institution. See Spectator, No. 173. 2 John Montagu, 2nd Duke of Montagu, married Lady Mary Churchill, youngest daughter of the Duke of Marlborough. 3 of Clare. 4 John Adams, Prebendary of Canterbury and Canon of Windsor. He was made Provost of King's College, Cambridge, in 1712 and died in 1720. 5 The Hon. and Rev. George Verney, Canon of Windsor, died 1728, became fourth Lord Willoughby de Broke on the death of his father, Sir Richard Verney, the third Baron, in July 1711. Lord Willoughby became Dean of Windsor in 1713. 6. Thomas Hare, Under Secretary of State in Bolingbroke's office. 7. Richard Sutton was the second son of Robert Sutton, the nephew of the Robert Sutton who was created Viscount Lexington by Charles I. Sutton served under William III and Marlborough in Flanders, and was made a Brigadier General in 1710, in which year also he was elected M.P.P. for Newark. In 1711 he was appointed Governor of Hull, and he died, a Lieutenant General. In 1737, Dalton's army lists, E.153, A. Charles Seymour, 6th Duke of Somerset, 1662-1748, known as the Proud Duke of Somerset. Through the influence which his wife, afterwards Mistress of the Robes, see letter 17 note 10, had obtained over the Queen, he bore no small part in bringing about the changes of 1710. His intrigues during this period were, however, mainly actuated by jealousy of Marlborough, and he had really no sympathies with the Tories. His intrigues with the Whigs caused the utmost alarm to St. John and to Swift. 9. The third and last reference to Vanessa in the journal. 10. Pray God preserve her life, which is of great importance. Swift to Archbishop King, August 15, 1711. St. John was at this moment very anxious to conciliate Mrs. Masham, as he felt that she was the only person capable of counteracting the intrigues of the Duchess of Somerset with the Queen. 11. Pontac, of Abchurch Lane, son of Arnaud de Pontac, President of the Parliament of Bordeaux, was proprietor of the most fashionable eating house in London. There the Royal Society met annually at dinner until 1746. Several writers speak of the dinners at a guinea a head and upwards served at Pontac's, and Swift comments on the price of the wine. 12. His name was Red Scott. 13. Up to the end of 1709 the warrants for the payment of the works at Blenheim had been regularly issued by Godolphin and paid at the Treasury. Over £200,000 was expended in this manner. But after the dismissal of the Whigs the Queen drew tight the purse strings. The £20,000 mentioned by Swift was paid in 1711, but on June 1, 1712 Anne gave positive orders that nothing further should be allowed for Blenheim, though £12,000 remained due to the contractors. 14. The piercing of the lines before Bouchain, which Villiers had declared to be Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.